This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. And welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time. I know there's a dozen of the shows you could be involved in, a dozen of the shows. Well, actually, about 3,000 of the shows you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one, and I do so much appreciate it. And I got to tell you, you know, with all the crazy stuff going on, you really got to be on your game. You really got to be paying attention to what's going on around you. You know, I talked to a couple of conservative groups over the last few days, and they're worried. They're worried about what's going on. They're worried about how the GOP isn't standing up for the president. I mean, I know there's people on the left listening going, yeah, well, they shouldn't because, you know, he's not doing the right stuff. Well, you know what? I don't know if I agree with that. He's not doing the right stuff. Right, because there isn't anything that he isn't doing that he wasn't elected to do. He didn't talk about in the campaign. Everything he's doing is everything he talked about doing in the campaign. How do you think he won? And Schumer's comments early on gave us a real hint that he wasn't going to work with us at all. I mean, think about this. Right, so Schumer comes out shortly after Donald Trump wins and basically says, we're not going to work with him unless he learns how to govern more from the left. More in a democratic way. Or more like a Democrat, if you would. And I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. Because if they wanted, it shows you how delusional they are. If the people wanted Democrats to govern, if they wanted more of the Democrat style of governing, then they would have voted them in all over the country. They would have voted them in the governorship. They would have voted them in their legislative houses. Would they not have? Or am I confused here? Right? They didn't. This shows you how backwards thinking the progressive left is. See, they think you voted for more conservative government because you wanted more progressivism. They think you've cast your votes for more conservative governors and legislators because you wanted more progressive socialism. Now, that sounds to me like that might be a serious mental issue, don't you think? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Hit up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there on the website. And people smarter than I up there that you can converse with, talk with, get lost in the conversation, not have to pay attention to me anymore. Not like you are already, but hey, whatever. Anyway, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Okay, let's hit it, as they say. This one ought to blow your mind. Because this one always, when I hear stuff like this, I can do nothing but kind of laugh and you know, what is that Scooby-Doo confused thing? Like, mm-hmm. I don't get it. So apparently, Los Angeles mayor who has, you know, hopes to be governor slash president someday. Don't they all? I'm full of themselves. The LA mayor worries that Trump immigration crackdown will incite riots. I fear a tinderbox out here. And the thing I think is really funny about this is it's the Dems that more so than not will say we shouldn't enforce a law. When we can't enforce one, or they don't like it, or they think, you know, they just don't enforce it. So it shows you how lawless they actually are. And in California, they're probably the most lawless they are anywhere in the country. We've actually had state senators here say that the Constitution doesn't apply to California because it's going to do what it wants to do. Come on, let that sink in for a minute. Want to talk about lawlessness? And here they are screaming about Trump being lawless on a regular basis. But they don't have to follow the law. See, that's, I call that, they're either mentally ill or that's being hypocritical. Is it not? So if you want Donald Trump to follow the law, you want to call him out for not following the rules the law would have you, and yet you're not bound by it? That's like a laughing joke. So Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says that President Donald Trump's crackdown on illegal immigration, in other words, his enforcement of the law, may cause Los Angeles to erupt in riots. Now, see, Los Angeles, hello, Mr. Garcetti, maybe if you had been doing your job, maybe if you would do your job, this would not be something you'd have to worry about now, would you? On Friday, he was on NPR's Latino USA. Garcetti said it is dangerous when ICE. Now, look, he's on an immigration show. He's on a Latino show. Immigration and Customs Enforcement calls themselves police, adding that it's bad for ICE and it's bad for the LAPD because people open the door expecting to see the LAPD, he said. And if something goes wrong, then ICE agents try to deport illegal immigrants. I fear a tinderbox out there where people will suddenly say no and try to defend, keep that person from being taken. It's very dangerous. No, Mr. Garcetti, what's very dangerous is you not considering ICE agents police. Police is a universal word for any law enforcement official. And I'm surprised that someone like you doesn't have a clue, doesn't understand that. See, when you don't, and people get mad at me for doing this, but let's talk about this, right? Because there are parents guilty of this out there. You don't want to parent your child. You want them to be your friend, your buddy, right? From the time they're little, you don't want them to feel bad. You don't want to have the moments that where they're not going to feel good about themselves. And then all of a sudden they get in their teenage years, 15, 16, 17. And I've heard these stories over and over and over again by the kids. And all of a sudden you decide to put your foot down. No, you're not going to sneak out of the house anymore. You're not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to let you smoke in your room anymore. And the kid turns around and says, all of a sudden you want to be my parent? All of a sudden you're going to try to get me to do the right thing? And what's wrong with you? All these years, Garcetti's been letting these people get away with it. Not just Garcetti. L.A. mayor after L.A. mayor has been letting them get away with this. Democrats all break the law. Now they want to enforce it. Or now they're worried about enforcing it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back more on Garcetti after the break. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you a couple of nitwits?
We are back. Hopefully you are too. I do so much appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please, please, please tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, your relatives, people you just want to pop a few veins with. Tell them about the show. Have them come on the show. I mean, have them check out the show, what have you. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, and take the poll, you can also do a couple things while you're up there. You know, you can check out stations and times. We are on quite a few stations, over 30 stations across the country. You can just pick times, places, or what have you. But you can also download the, we have a brand new, and if it's got some glitches, I apologize, but let me know about them. We'll get them fixed. We've got brand new apps on Apple and on Android. And it's real simple. You go in there and you search for The Real Side with Joe Messina. You'll get the apps up there. Get the newest ones. And somebody tells me there's several of them. I am sorry. It's not my fault. No, I don't understand how all this works. We're doing the best we can do, but you can't miss it. The newer ones, you'll get. The newer ones you'll get the information you need. Anyway, so you can head up there and do that. You can check out the stations. You can sign up for the weekly email blast. I send you information on the shows that are coming up, people that are coming up on the show, discounts for books. You can also go to you can click the Patreon tab that's there. That's the internal club. That's the secret. Well, it's not a secret club, but it is a secret club because once you join, you get some information that you normally don't get on the regular show. And, unless you've been in a coma, okay, you know that conservative talk show hosts, conservative writers, conservative bloggers are taking a beating right now and trying to get money in, trying to get dollars flowing. And Google is stifling our advertising. Facebook is giving us a hard time, as you've seen with my show alone. One wrong word, couple of wrong words, and all of a sudden, we're in Facebook jail for 6 days. And Facebook is a small part of what we do. I mean, I enjoy doing it because a lot more of you interact there on Facebook, and that's kind of cool. And, with the conversation and everything else. But it is a small part, truly a small part of what we do. But I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation, that you're, what do you call it, chatting it up, talking it up, whatever you're doing up there. And it helps, and it helps me head in the direction that you want me to go. I sometimes miss what a guest says, and you guys always help me with that. I miss sometimes I misspeak, and you guys help pull me back in, which is a good thing to do. That's really good. So, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, if you got a comment, 855-732-5563. Back to the illustrious mayor of Los Angeles, Mr. Garcetti. And he did an interview on NPR radio. And unless you live here in California, you only get bits and pieces of things. When you hear some of the stuff these guys come up with, some of the laws they put on the table, some of the way they push things through around here when it comes to legislative issues, you just sit there and scratch your head and say, this can't be real. This has to be, I have to be on a bad LSD trip or something. Maybe my cigarette was laced with something. I don't know, because this can't be real. But, I mean, we really, illegal immigrants have many more rights here in Los Angeles County / California than American citizens do. There's something as stupid as Garcetti saying that ICE should not be able to label themselves as police. I mean, what planet's he been living on? All law enforcement agencies are called police. It's a universal term. Right? I mean, look on TV when you see special the SWAT team even type of people in England, when we see what's going down there. In Greece, policia, police. I mean, give me a break, will you? And all of a sudden, we're going to start carving out these little words because it makes you feel bad? See, I think when a politician, somebody brought this up earlier, and I'm sorry, I'm not trying to push your button here, but a lot of times when a politician says might, could appear to be, you know exactly what they're trying to paint. You know exactly what they're trying to do. They're not innocent in this. We recently, LA County, I know I'm off the story, but I want you guys to see this painted picture of what goes on in Southern California, especially in Los Angeles County. So the LA County Board of Supervisors decided, not the whole board, a couple of them decided that it was a bad idea. In California, we have, in some of the schools, we have what's called resource officers. Now, you would first think, the heck is a resource officer, right? Well, depending on where it is, it's usually a county sheriff, or deputy sheriff, I'm sorry. And they're assigned to two or three schools. And not assigned to come in as the Gestapo and, wield the gun and wield the baton and all that other stuff. They're there to support and back up the schools. They make friends with the kids. They make friends with the teachers. And if you see these guys and girls, excuse me, you see these men and women on campus, sheriffs, these kids, in most cases, these kids love these people. They've built relationships with them. The whole idea with this community policing, and we've made the policemen, the sheriffs and the police, we've made them the bad guys. It used to be you knew who the thugs walking down the street were. You knew who to stay away from. You knew who not to hang out with. Society now is trying to flip that, or these loons on the left are trying to flip that, to where all of a sudden, the cop is
the one you need to stay away from? The cop is the one you have to be worried about? The cop is the one you have to be afraid of? I'm sure they feel that way in Chicago, right? The only ones that are afraid of, well, not even them anymore. But think about it. Think about what we've done. So here in Los Angeles County, you had the county board of supervisors saying that we could no longer have these reasons. Now, even though it wasn't costing the county any money, the schools decided how many they wanted, where they wanted them, and that kind of stuff. So it was totally a local decision. Oh, my God, we can't have that. Totally a local decision. And they decided that because some children, out of 2,000 kids in the school, a couple of children, may have had negative experiences with police because of their lifestyles or their family lifestyles or what have you. Or maybe they were kids that were here illegally and their families were here illegally. And the police just scared them to no end. So instead of showing them that the police were not the bad guys, that the sheriffs were not the bad guys, they were just like, you know, you and them, and they were there to protect them and that kind of stuff. No. Let's take them out. Let's get them gone. Come on, think about it. So that was the rationale behind it. So they were gonna remove those people, remove the resource officers from the schools. Sorry. And so I say, what kind of sense does that make? Put it out to the parents. See, we get elected, trustees get elected, people get elected on these school boards because they represent the local community. And if I'm not representing the local community and I'm putting these resource officers in the schools and the people don't want them, then they'll elect somebody else. And that somebody else will take those resource officers off. Not people 50 miles away from where we're at deciding what's right for us when our community is 180 degrees different than the community they're thinking about. And I'm sorry I went off. We'll come back to Garcetti after the break. I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you here with me. I really mean that. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Now, I know I'm going to massacre this, but forgive me. I'm from Boston, okay? So cut me some slack, will you? Ray from La Marquis, Texas. You may have to phonetically sound it out for me, Ray. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, believe me. And then Linda from Michigan, always a pleasure to have my Michigan friends online and interactive, and I do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us. And again, I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend, you know, commenting, being part of it, because that's, I love when you're part of the conversation. I can't catch it all. Sometimes it goes by me way too fast, but I really do appreciate the time that you guys are in there. You're part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would, and give me some ideas on what to move on with. So I do. That's not right. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Back to the mayor, because I tend to go off of these tangents and I don't come back and I never finish a story and I always feel like I'm kind of left everybody hanging. But LA's been pretty whacked on how it's handled immigration. California as a whole has been pretty whacked on how it's handled. Sheriff's departments up and down the state and police departments up and down the state have special orders on how to handle immigration or illegal immigrants, and they get a lot more slack than American citizens get. When it comes to being pulled over for not having insurance or suspended driver's licenses or whatever, they get more slack, period. And I personally know, not because of what's happened to me, but happened to people very close to me. So Garcetti goes on. Now, for those of you who just joined us, I'm sorry you're coming in the middle of a story. But basically, Mayor Garcetti of Los Angeles, in a couple of words, said that, look, it Trump immigration crackdown will incite riots. Okay? He says, I fear a tinderbox out there. So when you put that out there, as mayor of the city, shouldn't his comments be more along the line of, look, we are working with the president, or we're working to fix this or make this happen. I don't care whatever he puts on the front end. But I implore you and I'm asking you, do not, the violence is just not going to work. It's not going to fix anything. And he's talking about, host Maria, when he was on this podcast, host Maria Hinojosa then asked, does it cross your mind like, oh my God, the next tinderbox might not be black and white relations, but might end up being immigrant police and ICE confrontations? My God, when has it been okay to confront, stop, get in the way of an officer, a police officer, when they're carrying out their duty, when they're upholding the law? When has it been okay for that to happen? And then they play these games like Garcetti responded by asking listeners to imagine an ICE agent. Talk about instilling fear. Talking about playing games with people. He says, imagine an ICE officer or an ICE agent trying to deport a parent who is dropping off their child at school. Yes, because we have so many stories of that happening. While the kid's getting out of the school, the dad's going, remember that daddy loves you, as the cops are dragging him out of the car. That has happened. How many of you have read that? How many times? Right. None. It's happened. Zippo. Niente. None. Not at all. Have they arrested parents, arrested a father, or something like that, two blocks away from the school? Yes. And it's never been just because the parent was an illegal or here illegally. Never. Not one time. Because there was other laws behind that person broke. You know, when Trump tells them to enforce immigration laws, it's never enforce them willy-nilly. Just go after. They don't have the resources to go after 20 million or 30 million people that are here illegally. No. It goes to the ones that are breaking the law the most, down to the ones that are here illegally. It doesn't work like the left is painting it. He goes on. Now, for some of you, this is the picture you need to see to show you the fear that they're painting. He goes on to say, imagine that on the sidewalk, a student starts swarming and they're teenagers, he said. It's dangerous for those agents. It's dangerous for our city because when you have 400 agents in this area of five or six counties of Southern California who are facing a 2 million person, you know, estimated population that's undocumented, even if you increase your ICE agents by 50%, if you have 600 people trying to find 2 million, they're not trying to find, Garcetti, hello, wake up. They're not trying to find these people. They're not hunting them down. They're starting off with the most dangerous. Do you not want the most dangerous off your streets? Do you not want the people that are out there selling drugs, that are bringing drugs up from the border? Do you not want them off your streets? Or you just want lawlessness? You're okay with it as long as they vote for you. Is that how it works? I'm just asking. Curious. Garcetti said, for instance, that if an illegal alien does not report that she got raped, then the rapist doesn't ask for someone's papers. You're going to prey on our city, period. He said police need to be trusted to the point where people are willing to say, I saw a crime being committed. I need to report that I am a survivor of domestic violence. And I'm sorry, did I say that when that happens, that they'll arrest a rape victim if they're here illegally? I missed that memo. Garcetti says he wishes that Trump and the Department of Homeland Security, John Kelly, and others would spend more time where immigrants actually live. He argues that they have a character of those who people are, and he added that. So Garcetti thinks that Trump has this mindset of what illegal immigrants are all about, and that's why he's going after them. I don't agree with him. He lives in New York, for God's sakes. What do you think? The only place that has illegals is Los Angeles/Los Angeles County? He called Los Angeles a sanctuary city. There you go. Strike one, two, and three. You're done. And he's proud of that. So he's proud to be running a city that breaks the law. And you want to put these people in positions of authority and higher power. Just amazing. Garcetti added that half of the country hears the term sanctuary city. And again, he goes back to the character in these are also places that invite dangerous criminals and give them bonus points while asking them to please live amongst us and we'll protect you. Yeah, okay. It's true. You do bring them in. You do say you're going to protect them. Look at, you don't have to say it outwardly for it to be the truth. Right? I mean, think about it. You just have to follow it up by action. Doesn't action speak louder than words? You look at what took place in San Francisco. Look what took place, what takes place on a daily basis in Los Angeles. You cannot tell me that, see, every one of them says the same thing. There is no evidence to show that crime is higher or more crimes are committed by illegals. Matter of fact, less crime is committed by illegals. Really? Okay, yeah. Because every one of these major incidents where somebody's been killed, shot, robbed, or whatever, has always been by a citizen of the U.S. by a citizen. And we've never had people, you know, shot like was in San Francisco. Right? The illegals don't play a part in this. Apparently, illegals don't play a part in any kind of major crimes. Don't you find it interesting? I find it asinine, but I'm going to say, don't you find it interesting that they're willing to do anything? Why are they so willing to cover up, to protect? Maybe one of you guys can help me understand this. Why is it that they're so willing to cover up and protect non-citizens of the United States? However, with citizens, they're willing to throw us to the wolves. What do you think? Why? I don't understand. You know, when you've got these resistors, I don't even know what to call them, right? When you got these resistors out there, it's one thing to stand your ground and chant "We hate Trump" or whatever. Yeah, I get it. That's freedom of speech, and let them ruin their voices over it. I don't care. But the minute you start pushing somebody, the minute you start hitting somebody, the minute you start smashing windows, the minute you start jumping on police cars and smashing in windows, you are a thug and you are a criminal. And if you're an illegal, if you're here illegally and you're doing that, you deserve to be deported. You don't have a right. And this is the part that infuriates me, is the fact that they think they've got more privileges. Why would you do that? Why? You're already here illegally. I want to know why you haven't tried to make your life better. I want to know why you haven't tried to become legal. Right? In all these years, I've seen interviews where people have been here 20, 30 years. They haven't even tried. Why? And I brought this up before. Some of you understand and know it's true. Maybe you don't try for citizenship. Try for legal residency. You can get legal residency a lot easier than you can get citizenship. Why wouldn't you do it? I think it's because you really don't give a crap. I think it's because you just want to fly under the radar. You really don't want to do the right thing. That's my own personal opinion. So get it together. Get legal residency. You take half our argument away at that point. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'm going to go get some oxygen. I'll be back after the break. You listen to The Real Side.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life?
Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. This is the real stuff. Look, you see the coffee? I've been drinking it. And some of you who are listening, you can't watch. But look at TRS. See, I'm telling you, the coffee tastes better in my mug. Whether you like it or not, it does. And then 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. I can do that slow for you, but think about this. It's simply 855-REAL-JOE. Work out the letters. I'm sure you can make it happen. You're smart people. Also, some of you are listening on the smartphone. I don't know how you're getting the show, however it is. But if you want to download the app, we have Apple apps and we have an Apple app. I'm not really good with English. And we have also Android apps. And you can head over there. And I got to tell you, you know, they make it easier for you to watch, easier for you to listen to, easier for you to pick up the book. I went out of my way for some of you guys. I went out of my way to make for some of you guys to be able to get. And I'm not throwing it in your face. I don't mean it by that way. So that you can get more involved, because some of you are having a hard time with Facebook or having a hard time with whatever. So we made the app for your smartphone so you can actually you can chat or you can see the chat room in there. You can be part of all of it. Watch the video. Pick up the podcast. Read the stories that we post up on the real side. Try to give you one place to go for everything. I would love for you to give me some feedback on the app. Joe@therealside.com. So when you get it, let me know, hey, look, I have a trouble with this or I have trouble with that. It'd be better if it flowed like this. I'm very much into interactive. I want to make it as easy for you guys as I possibly can, seriously. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you with me. And again, let me get back to Garcetti, because this to me, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but here's how I look at this. If I'm busting my hump because I believe in the law, and I believe I want to do things the right way, and I want to teach my kids to do things the right way. I'm not perfect. I screw up. I've done some dumb things in my life like the rest of us have, right? So, you know, when you're doing these things and you want to teach your kids, show them how to do it the right way, and then all of a sudden you've got these other people that are getting away with it. How do you explain that to your kid, your child? How do you tell you, like, don't pay attention to what they're doing over here? Because, you know, son, daughter, whatever, what they're doing is wrong. It isn't right. Don't fall into this. Don't let this happen to you. And it's again, they see the, look, I grew up in, I know, I'm all over the place. Sorry, bear with me. I grew up in the north end of Boston in the 70s, a very mafia heavy area at the time. All right. And it was very easy, like you see in the movies, although they glamorize it way too much. I wish you would explain to your children when they're watching these mafia movies. I wish you, they are cold-blooded, heartless killers. Okay? It's not the romantic thing you see in the movies. They don't operate that way. But I grew up in that. Okay? And you look at that and you say, I saw these guys driving around in Cadillacs. I saw these guys driving around with, they had gold on, right? They always had the pretty women. They were always eating in the nice restaurants. You see all of that, and you get sucked into that, and it's so wrong. Do you know what I mean? So, and you know, and again, that's the other thing, too. You know, there was so much to do and grow up in Boston, but again, there was my white privilege for you, okay? I grew up in an area, and again, when I look back at my childhood, I love my childhood. I wouldn't trade it for anything. I learned so much, but I could have gone one of two ways. It would have been very simple for me, but I had people around me. I don't even know why I'm going down this road. I had people around me that cared about me. I had people around me that would whack me upside the head from time to time. My mother worked really hard to get us out of the city so that we'd have a better life and a better place to live. And it was cool. I mean, I look back on it and say that was great of her. That was wonderful of her to do that. And so, again, you know, you come back and you look at, again, at what's going on. You look at what's going on here. And you've got to reach out to your kids. You've got to reach out to people. You've got to let people know that these things are wrong. We can't allow why the left continues to think that breaking the law is okay when you just don't agree with it, don't like it. Then don't arrest any of the mafia people. The law gets in their way of making money. Why would you arrest them? Why would you get in their way? Why arrest any of those thugs that are breaking windows and doing all that other stuff? Why? They're just expressing themselves. Let them express themselves. Leave them alone. You know what I'm saying? Ah, yeah, I know. I've lost it this hour. I mean, I've really lost it this hour. Oh, let's see. We haven't got much time left in this segment here, so let's see what I can come up with that won't take me 3 hours to get through. Oh, yeah, you guys heard about this. This should make your blood, it'd make my blood boil. I'm going to have time. Yeah, I can pull this off. Oscar Lopez Rivera got a place of honor in the New York City Puerto Rican Day Parade. Now, this to me is Che Guevara? This is one of those where the left has painted this picture of this guy as a hero. And the illustrious Mr. Oblamo, our ex-president Oblamo, decided to pardon this guy or commute his sentence at the very end. This guy's a Puerto Rican nationalist. He served 35 years in prison for his ties to a terror group. They were lighting off bombs in New York City. People died because of what this guy did. And on Sunday, they tried to give him a place of honor in the Puerto Rican Day Parade. And as he was on his float or whatever float they give him, there were chairs and booze. As he went down, Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Now, the organizers offered Lopez Rivera with the parade's National Freedom Award. But he declined. But he only declined after there was a backlash. And he saw sponsors like AT&T, JetBlue, and others starting to pull from the parade. And thank God, of all the things I'd like to get out, I'd like to poke on him about, at least New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had the presence of mind to go, you know what, this ain't right, guys, we're out of here. But Lopez said, hey, I'm fine with being here. He was pounding his chest and screaming, Que viva Puerto Rico. You know, and he said, this is a Puerto Rican parade. This is a Puerto Rican thing. Well, I don't know what that means. All I know is this. You're a terrorist if all you want to do is start lighting off bombs and killing people. That's cowardice to me. If you're going to pull the trigger and kill somebody, do it face to face. Look them in the eyes. Now, let's see if you can still do that. Now, a New York City Council speaker, Melissa Mark Viverito, joined Lopez on his float. This is an elected official. Okay with a terrorist who killed New York City police officers. She said, I'm here to celebrate, too. This is a day of unity and celebration. What kind of unity? What, the loons have gotten together? As for those who chose to stay away because of Lopez Rivera, well, that's their decision. Wow. Lopez Rivera's supporters followed carrying signs that read, Oscar Lopez is our Mandela. Really. Really. Because I don't think Mandela came to the United States. I don't think Mandela lit off bombs that were killing U.S. police officers for what was going on in what was going on in South Africa, right? Last I checked, he wasn't. Nichelle Rivera, no relation, was not among them. From the sidelines, a 28-year-old spectator said that she refuses to back the man who was convicted for his involvement with with Faun, which is the terrorist group responsible for bombings that killed and maimed dozens in the 70s and 80s. Why is it that Mr. Oblemo and people that follow him closely love to hold these guys up as gods, as heroes? You know, I mean seriously, why? Because they look at what he did in Cuba. He held the Castro brothers up as gods, as defenders of democracy. I mean, there's a sickness here, is there not? And even after Mr. Oblemo said this would bring, a different wave to Cuba. Cuba would now maybe they would see how our system works and they would start giving people rights that they didn't have before. And once money started flowing, they'd have a different attitude. They don't have a different attitude. They're still putting political prisoners in jail. And God forbid you get caught coming to the U.S., they may shoot you when you come back. And I said may, but some have already been shot. And they refused to, there was an agreement the U.S. tried to enter into with them that when refugees came back, because we won't accept their refugees still. Which is so weird. Mr. Obama opened all these floodgates up, but he won't accept refugees from Cuba? What is that all about? He sends them back to Cuba, and Cuba doesn't say, no, we'll allow them to live free and peacefully. No, we're not guaranteeing you anything. They could be shot, they could be hung, or they could go to jail. Deal with it, Mr. Oblemo. That's really what the brothers were saying at the time. Why does he love these communist regimes so much? Why did Mr. Obama love these dictatorial regimes so much? I'll let you ponder that. Turn the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Listen up. Facebook, if you're on Facebook, it requires you to restart at the top of the hour or a few minutes after the top of the hour. You know, just deal with it. I don't know what to tell you. And then when we come back, we will, I promise, we're going to go through some of Comey's issues, some of his problems, some of the stuff he's had to deal with. I am Joe Mancini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Warm up the coffee and come on back.